Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Thank you, Sam. Yes, give another big hand clap to Albert. And Teddy and everybody else who has helped us with the worship. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Juliana and Albert, you know, the work you're doing in Teddy. Glory be to God. Finally, she accepted to lead on Sunday. Okay, and she was confident, eh? At a certain point, actually, I decided to pay attention to two people, to God and to Teddy. Okay, I was like, hey, you know, she's the glory be to God. And we thank Martin, sound. Yes, he did a. The other week he was telling me how getting Teddy's mic to be loud, you know, was impossible. But today he did it. Okay? So that means that he was lying to me last week. Glory be to God. So we thank God for the gifts that we have. Amen? Amen? The precious gifts. Eh? Precious. You know, like there's a precious seed. Eh? KJV. Psalm 126. Okay? Precious seed. So they're also precious gifts. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay, Andrew, Bruce, Praise, Juliana, Teddy, Albert, and the rest. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Today, people, I think, feared to be late. Okay, after last Sunday. Okay, but some were bold to come late. Yeah, okay. And apparently, people are fighting. You know, when it comes to who should host marriage fellowship, because apparently there are rewards for that also. So now people are what? Are flexing for that. Yeah. Glory to God. Second Chronicles. Okay. There are some verses which I read in the Bible, and every time I read them, okay, I get, like, I'm so touched by them, okay, three scriptures, which we're going to read, which you all know, okay, but, yeah, they always minister to me, glory be to God. Second Chronicles, chapter 20. Verse 7. Second Chronicles 20, verse 7. It says that, are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? Okay. Those four, the last four words, okay? Abraham, your friend. All right? Okay? Abraham, your friend. Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah 41. Okay? Isaiah 41. Verse 8, Isaiah 41 verse 8 says, this is God speaking now. He says that, but you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. Glory be to God. In 2 Chronicles 20, someone was speaking. Okay? And you can say maybe they are what? Speaking their own things. they are saying Abraham was God's friend, okay, which might not be true, all right? But here in Isaiah 41, okay, it is God speaking, eh? And he says that, but you Israel are my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. Glory be to God. Okay? The descendants of Abraham, my friend. Okay? The way you have said it, eh? Okay? It's not good. They say, Abraham, my friend. Glory be to God. It means this scripture has never ministered to you. Glory be to God. Abraham, my friend. Okay? Now, unfortunately, I'm not going to die until Jesus what returns, because he's coming back in a few years, okay? But let's assume that I will live up to 85, whatever, then I go to heaven, okay? I would want, I would want God one day, okay, after I'm gone, or even before I'm gone, for God to tell people that you guys, when I'm gone, he tells people that you guys, that guy Moses was my friend. Hallelujah. Okay? While I'm still alive, I'd want a CV like that, when God tells people that you guys, leave that guy alone. That nonsense that you're speaking, leave him. That guy is my friend. Okay? Not the things of, he's my child, okay? All right? And that's wonderful. We're all his what? His children, okay? But one of the, some children, okay? Even in families, okay? You can have children, okay? But one or some, hopefully, all of them, will grow up, to become friends of the parents. Do you understand? But the mistake some parents make, you guys, you cannot correct me when you go for marriage, fellowship, is parents try to make kids their friends when that level hasn't yet what? Hasn't yet reached. Glory be to God. Okay? Yes. There are some parents who are what? Looking at me badly now. They want me to go back to what? To this. But honestly, a friend, it is something else altogether. So the kid becomes your friend. Now you cannot spank your friend. You cannot tell your friend what you know. Okay? Then this friend of yours, this friend who's not supposed to be a friend, okay, then you teach them ukamanyilo how not to respect you. You understand? To respect a parent because we are friends, Glory be to God. Those things of you think you're a friend to a dog, then what? You put your what? There's a saying like that in Uganda. Anyway, you understand, Parents, first be parents to your what? Children. And let the children know that they are children. Okay? Relate with them. Love them at their level. Let them be friends at the level, you understand, but not the real thing that friendship is. When you do that prematurely, you're messing up a child. Then you start telling children things you shouldn't tell them. Especially mothers. The child is my friend. Then you start to tell the child things about what? their father, and usually things which are not good. Okay? Already you're messing up your family. Yeah? This is a thing which is called basic common sense. Basic common sense. Glory be to God. Because my friend, you know, we are so close with my daughter, with my son. We are close. I tell my son everything. But any sensible person, when they investigate what you're telling them, okay? But because they are stupid friends, they will just keep quiet. Say, now, that family is gone. Hmm? The kid is not at that level to know those things or to be taught those things. All right? Hmm? Yeah? Glory be to God. But what I am saying is we should, okay, desire to grow to this level. Okay? There are things where it is just suspicion. People suspect, okay, that Sam is God's friend. Okay, why? Because Sam always comes on Thursday to pray, prayer meeting. Okay? Sam leads service. You know, you're suspecting. Eh? But you might be right. Eh? Glory be to God. But there's this thing where God himself says, okay, that Sam is my friend. Glory be to God. Okay? Sam is not going to die. Okay? All right? But let's say there's another Sam and he dies. Okay? Then God one day comes and tells people, Sam was
my friend.
Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You guys, I don't know if you be scripture. For me, you know, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Lydia, what's your daughter's name again? Alana, yes. I know it, okay? But I'm a father, you know, You start calling, you know? Okay, anyway, so, okay? Don't make what? Alana, your friend, prematurely. Glory be to God. Okay? Rick Jonas says, now, this is something else, But Rick Jonas says that prematurely, premature responsibility breeds superficiality. You're given authority, responsibility prematurely. You're going to do a superficial work. Glory be to God. He thinks, I'm a man of God, I'm a woman of God, I've been called, you know. Yes, you have, but it's not yet time. Okay? Then you enter in there before time. Okay, you will have a very superficial ministry. Very superficial. Because you got there prematurely, before your time. But you will be, by the way, quoting what? Reading the Bible, reading scriptures, Greek, Hebrew. People will be impressed. Okay, if you're gifted prophetically, you will even have dreams, visions, what you know. But, okay, heaven will just look at you as a what? And sometimes it's hard to leave that stage. The moment you get in prematurely. It's hard to ever leave that what? That stage. Glory be to God. But the point I'm trying to, I was making is parents, don't prematurely make what? Children, your friends. You're going to mess them up. You're going to tell them things which they shouldn't be told. You understand? You're going to corrupt their hearts. You're going to mess them up. Hallelujah. Elizabeth, say amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, but you Israel are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friends. Man, that's a severe. That's a CV. Glory be to God. Okay? Okay? What God wants us to do is to go for it. It's available. There's no scripture which says that only Abraham, okay? That calling was only for Abraham. It's not there. That means that it is available and it is attainable. All right? That scripture is not there. Okay? The guys who are putting some scriptures in the Bible, that all the blessings of the country, all the blessings of the world are in a certain group of people. Can you imagine? You know, And some people believe them, and you know, some of you, I guess you also, believed it a few months ago, or a year ago. Can you imagine, Okay, very soon, maybe they've even gotten you already. Okay, and they say, you know, there's anyway, you know, ridiculous things. Branham, do you know Branham? Branham? There is a cult right now. They call themselves Branhamites. Those guys, according to them, the last prophet was Branham. And man, the guy was powerful. But I don't think he's one who, actually, he didn't begin that cult. But his followers, you know. Okay? But he also helped in what? He said some ridiculous things. Okay? Okay? And guys are saying it now. That is essentially what Muslims are saying. They have been saying for centuries, Muhammad. Their DNA is something, you know, I believe one God, Allah, and Muhammad, you know, he's what? Who prophet. And according to them, he's the last. Now, when they hear you saying what? They look at you and say, look at this idiot. Okay? And for that, by the way, they are what? They have authority. They are mandated to kill you. An infidel. And that's exactly what some people are doing. People are militant. If you don't, what? This is the last prophet before Jesus comes back. Last. Do you know what Islam means? Islam means submission. So if you don't submit to Allah, they kill you. The whole world is supposed to submit to Allah. And Muhammad, he's that's what? Only a prophet. Okay? I was thinking about these things and I'm like, man, the similarities are so great with what is happening in Kampala now. You have to submit. If you submit, no blessings. Okay? They haven't yet gotten to the level of what? Killing. But maybe they do it in their hearts. Why? Because you're not submitting. Exactly what Muslims, what? That's what Islam means. Glory be to God. That's why someone said, there's nothing new under what? Under the sun. Okay? But you, Israel, are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friends. Glory be to God. I've been born again since 1998. That makes it 20 years, isn't it? 20. Okay? I think I've wasted, you know, too much time. Because how can you be born again for 20 years and God has never called you what? I mean, honestly, that's not nice. And for me, I'm being honest. Okay? Other preachers will lie to you that what? For me, to be honest, I've never gotten what? That CV. All I've gotten is I'm doing a great work. Okay? Doing a great work. Wow, you know, wonderful. You're doing great, you know, But 20 years, this CV hasn't come. Glory be to God. But I'm going for it, and you should go for it. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, there are some dreams, which can imply stuff, you know. Okay. Now, you remember on we had our anniversary on 2nd September, and we praised and worshipped. Your friends came and relatives, we filled up. It was powerful. Okay. Then that morning, the following morning, I dreamt that dream where Juliana took us somewhere up a hill, okay? And when we got at the summit, you know, we met a gentleman, okay, who was her friend, okay? And the friend told us that anytime you need water, always come up here, okay? And, but you all know what the interpretation was. God was saying, or the Lord was saying, that when you worshipped and praised me on that day, okay, you got into my what? My presence, okay? And, and never stop coming, okay? But the dream, it was Juliana's friend, okay? Now, some dreams can imply things. There's the primary interpretation, okay, which you should first get before you start going for what? Things which are not, which God might not be saying, but it just, okay? So, that dream could imply, okay, that Juliana is the Lord's friend. Okay? It could imply, it could mean that. Okay? However, we know the primary interpretation of the dream was what? You know, God was so pleased that he was what? We touched his heart, Okay? But also, there could be this other thing, okay? You know, where there is something God is saying that actually Juliana is what? My friend. Hallelujah. Okay? I'm reminded of a dream I had after more than 21 days. Okay? Of parents, who are doing international, using an international curriculum for their kids. And they were praying to God, what next, And a dream comes, and God is like, yeah, take them to this school, okay, which is using the local curriculum. Now, the primary thing, the number one thing God was saying is exactly that, okay? Let the kids go to this school, okay? But now, there's also, something else God could also be implying that can be implied by that dream, okay? The implication that what? Our Ugandan system, okay, is good. Do you understand? Okay? It's good. So all Ugandans who earn 1 million shillings shouldn't be running around for what? International schools. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's that where the dream is actually implying that, God, he could matter our what? Of course, but anyway, do you understand? Okay? Okay, that dream man, it also, ministered to me, and it shook some people I know. They were shaking, they're like, wait a minute, it means God might alarm us also with this kind of thing. All right? But for me, senior one, my kids to go to boarding school, if that dream comes, for me, I would what? Celebrate it. If it's a good school, do you understand? Like Budo, and it is mixed school, these single-sex schools are not very good. Anyway, let me leave this one. Sabia. But there's something, if a child has been home all the time, where the father, my father is my friend, premature, man, there's something a boarding school will do to you, There's a way in which you grow up, Do you understand, There's a way in which you will learn to... And by the other advantage, especially for daughters, girls, the sooner girls start what? Like leaving home gradually, the better for them and for you, who parents. Because if your daughter is always with you, do you know what's going to happen? You're going to mess up their marriages. You're going to be always what? You know, your daughter's home, trying to find out, you're going to mess them up. Because you've never been there without your what? Daughter. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. These are my godly thoughts. I'm telling you, some marriages are suffering because of mothers, really fathers. Guys just do their thing, they have a farm, on Saturday they go to the farm. What? These mothers who poke their noses in things which don't concern them at all. And they call it love. It is not love. It is insecurity. Yeah? It is, some of these mothers should be taught to pay attention to their own what? Marriages. They have their husband. But instead of taking care of their husband, they're trying to what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Juliana, say amen. Glory be to God. So you see, that's one of the advantages. So you learn, the kid is away, what? She's independent. Now, if she has always been at home, now you're wondering, is she okay? When she gets what? Married. Is she okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, don't take your kids to boarding school if the Lord hasn't told you. Hallelujah. Don't do that. But for me, if that thing came, hallelujah. Jira would have to sort herself out. But there wouldn't be a discussion at home. Discuss what? Should she go? Should we go? Then let's pray about it. But the Lord has already what? Do you understand? The Lord has already said, but I'm not talking to anybody. They are just, there are things which God has said, and people are there now talking about them, discussing what should be done. God has said, buy a car. Then now you meet, should we buy a car? Because their dream was saying we buy a car. So should we buy a car? If you just want to talk, kabozi, that's okay. Okay? But don't say, don't create the car which God has already addressed as a what? Reason for talking. But for me, I've never understood how people debate over things God has made so clear. I've never understood it. Never. Never. Glory be to God. This man, Israel. But I don't know if you're God's friend. But he was telling me in the week of a certain lady, young girl, I guess, who shared a dream on social media, In the dream, Elvis was removing her liver. So she shared it on what? Then interpretation started. The outstanding interpretation was, the prophet is putting blessings in you. This when I realized, I was telling him that, such interpretations could also imply that our curriculum, local curriculum, is not good. How can a grown-up person start to interpret the removing of a liver as putting a blessing. Should it be blamed on the curriculum? Of course, I'm joking. Yeah? You know, something anyway. Maybe I just pushed in that way. It doesn't what refer. But, yes. But you, Israel, are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friends. Teddy, you should go for that. So that when you sing, okay, someone can really feel that she's singing about a person she knows, not just lyrics with a good voice. You understand? Okay. But I could sense that man, she was singing about a person she knows. You can tell these things at times. Okay. Even preachers, you can tell when they are talking about Jesus, but they don't know Jesus as a friend. I'm sure you can already tell from my what? Someone that actually that guy didn't what? Reach that level of a friend. At least I told you. Okay? But I want it. Okay? I told you this story I read many years ago, and I'm sure many of you have heard about it, there was a kid who was called to recite Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But until the end, then parents were like, wow, man, I'm a Psalm yona. Okay, people were impressed. The crowd was so impressed. Okay, then they called Sam an old guy. Okay, who had been served for more than 20 years. Okay, Sam guy. Okay, and they told him also to recite it. And the guy began, "The Lord is my shepherd." Apparently, in the middle there, people began crying. Before even finished, people began crying. When they asked what was the difference, for the other kid, we were entertained. But for you, it was not. Apparently, it was because this old man had, knew the Lord as a shepherd, not just as a psalm. He knew him intimately. So when he spoke about him, he was speaking about the person he knows. His voice, his words carried that truth. And it got the whole crowd to cry. Glory be to God. Amen. Okay. The descendants of Abraham, my friend. This was repeated in James chapter 2, verse 23. Remember 2 Chronicles 27, Isaiah 41. Now, so it means that this thing is an issue, Okay, James 2:23 says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. But just these three scriptures alone, reading them. Elizabeth, you have started well. Okay? Alana, you started well. Some of us got saved at university. Now these kids got saved over in their mother's wombs. I don't know. All right? By the way, for your information, you can't get saved in your mother's womb. All right? Hallelujah. Okay? Jaza, that kid there behind. Okay? Abraham, my friend. When you play the drums, and someone can say, this part, he's playing for someone he knows. Not just entertainment, not just, Glory be to God. Echigunda. Julian, are you the Lord's friend? Where did you know Echigunda from? Before he became your friend. Which TV station is that? Glory be to God. Now, what God wants us to remember is that all we need to do, for him to become our friend is, the way has been made. You understand? All we need to do, the key thing we need to know is that we can always go to him and spend as much time as, the more time you spend with a person, the more you connect, the more you become buddies. Glory be to God. Amen? Proximity. Okay? It's good. Sometimes it's not what? Good. But with the Lord, it is good. And now you're not approaching or going to someone who they like you. Okay? Someone who's going to abuse you. Someone who's going to hurt you. Eh? You're not going to. That you're going to a person who loves you. Someone who died for you. The grace of that of our Lord Jesus Christ, His grace. He didn't have to die for you, but He did. Okay, that means He loves you. Not only that, but He even when He left, in a sense, He came back to you, by the Holy Ghost, and He's with you to fellowship with you. All He needs you to do is to give it what? Consciousness. That He loves you. And He wants to be with you. For Him, He's already with you. But now we just need a what? A consciousness reset. To know that He's always with us and He wants to fellowship with us. Glory be to God. Amen? It is someone who loves us so much. There's no harm in Him. Glory be to God. Okay? You don't want to overspend time with someone when you know man. You just speak 5 words, then the 6th word that is coming. So what you do, you always try to avoid them. Because you're like, everything they say somehow. But now the Lord is not what? Like that. Glory be to God. The Lord is not what? Like that. Which reminds me of another dream. I'm telling you, we are living in what? Dangerous times. There's another dream someone who is here told me, I think in May. In this dream, you see, I'm talking about that Jesus has no intentions of harming you. So that has reminded me of a certain who dream. Someone here went to visit a certain couple. One day. So this couple, the wife was born again, but the husband wasn't. So anyway, when the person here, let's say Bruce. So Bruce goes to visit. When Bruce gets there, to this home, he finds that the husband had just gotten saved. The husband of the other chick. I hope she knows that word. She'll know it soon. So anyway, when she gets there, when Bruce gets there, the husband has gotten saved. So, and there are some other visitors. So anyway, this man, the husband, asks, these people that, where should I go to church, to fellowship, so that I can grow in the Lord? And then some stupid what? Visitors say, Elvis Mbonye, Zoe, what? Then the wife said, no, my husband is not going to that place. Meanwhile, she had never been to Zoe. She's not anywhere near Zoe. But she just said, and then she's like, because she gave it why her husband is not stepping in that place. She said, because one day I had a dream. Someone who had never been there, you know, but one day I had a dream about that man. So in the dream, she saw Elvis standing somewhere, and people would come greeting him. Okay? But this lady realized that he had a snake in one hand. Alright? So he would greet with one hand and hug. Eh? So when you hug what? Then shoo. Unleashed the snake. And he saw that every person he did it to, they turned into something else. So the lady saw what then, why she decided to pass there, you know. And then Elvis realized that she had seen and he followed her with, you know, eyes, like basically to hurt her. And the dream ended. Okay? So many months later, the husband gets saved. And then guys are like, yeah, you know, your husband should go there. The chick was like, no, my husband is not going to that man. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, the Lord is not like that. Okay? He wants you, come boldly, okay? Draw near unto me. He's not like all of us, eh? You know, all of us are not perfect friends. Okay? But the Lord is nothing he's going to do to hurt us while in his presence. Glory be to God. That's why if you really want to be a friend, you should always create moments to go before his throne, to fellowship with him, to think about him. Glory be to God. Amen. And in my opinion, I believe this is what 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 means. This is my opinion. This thing, okay, I never got a chance to say it until university when I got saved, okay, when the fellowship is ending. I don't know why it has to be said when the fellowship is ending. Okay? It says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The grace of the Lord, or of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Okay? My understanding of this, for the grace of the Lord and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you know, what it means to me for these things to be with you is for you to give them attention. Do you understand? Okay? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? The understanding, you give attention or consciousness to the fact, okay, that Jesus died for you, yet he didn't have two. That's the grace of our Lord. Glory be to God. Unmerited favor. He didn't have to die for you. But because he loved you, he died for you. Glory be to God. Do you guys understand what dying for you means, and why you should appreciate it now that you're born again? Okay? For me, the basic way I understand that thing is that I'm not going to hell. I've never had a vision, hell, what, but from what I've heard and from what I've read about hell, man, it is not a good place to be. So for just that one reason, I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he went there that I may not go there. Glory be to God. Now, honestly, wouldn't you want to spend time with such a person? To think about him, to ponder on what he did for you. Okay? There is someone I know, who one time had, I don't know whether it was a vision or a dream, okay? In this dream, you remember Kennedy? JF Kennedy? Remember he was assassinated, And he was in his limo car, you know? Some guy hammered him. Of course, I'm not trying to joke. It was a bad thing. So anyway, some guy shot him. All right. And so, now, someone I know had a dream or a vision, and they were showed what happened. Okay? Because the moment he was shot at, basically he died. So his spirit got out of the body, and it went to hell. So all these things, they will tell you that Kennedy loved the Lord, because even his prayer, which he prayed in 1960 about how God should bless America, Man, the guy went to hell, and it is sad. And so this person was showed what happened. The moment the guy was shot, immediately he was into hell. And apparently devils began mocking him. Mocking him. Mr. President, the guy saw this thing, Mr. President, they began to mock him, to salute him, and they were laughing at him. And at that point in time, he didn't know that he had died. Because it was instant. You're here, and then in an instant, you're there. This way, which, it takes time for you to, By the way, I've read stuff, and it happens to people, some people, when they die. And they don't realize that, things have changed. Apparently that's what happened to him. So he got there and devils were mocking him, laughing. Mr. President, what, And the guy, fire was going to start. So, aren't you glad that you're not going to hell? You see, this is what it means, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then it says, and the love of God. Now this is the love of his Father, who is our Father. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should have what? Eternal life, God so loved the world that he gave. That means that Jesus is dying for us. It sprung from love. The love of the Father. Glory be to God. And then it says, and the communion. The word fellowship is better. I think, JV, does it use fellowship? But they're the same words. But maybe it's because since I got born again, 20 years ago, and I haven't yet become a friend of God. I've been what? I hear fellowship. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The fellowship. When Jesus left, he actually came back, in a sense, by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. And he's with us. Fellowshipping, ready to fellowship with us. Glory be to God. He didn't just die for us, and then, he's like, now, till we meet in heaven. He died for us so that he can spend time with us, and we can spend time with him. Glory be to God. John chapter 14, from verse 16. Jesus told his disciples, he told them, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. All right? For those who are interested in the Greek, another helper is what? Allos Parakletos. You know those things. Allos what? Parakletos, which means one just like me. One of the same kind. Glory be to God. One of the same kind, as in no difference. Another helper. Alright? So in a sense, it's like, you know, I'm coming. Because if someone is sending you one of the same kind, and they with you, and they the same one. Okay? Not identical twins. This is another level. Okay? And he says, I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The fellowship, or the Holy Spirit. Okay? Who is this helper? He says that is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him, nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you, and will be in you. Glory be to God. He dwells where? With you, and he will be in you. By this time, he wasn't in them. Glory be to God. Okay? But when he was sent at the day of Pentecost, then he what? Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? So he will be, he will dwell with you and be in you. All right? Let's go on. Verse 18 says, and I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. Okay? This is explaining what verse 16 and 17 have said. Okay? Because it says, I will not leave you orphans. Okay? How? By sending someone who is just like me. Okay? And then he says, that means I will come to you. Glory be to God. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Okay? If you want to become a friend of God, a friend of the Lord, you just have to meditate on the fact that, okay, the Lord loved you so much, okay, he died for you. He didn't have to, but he died for you. That is the grace of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Number two, the Father loves you. God loves you. That's why he gave his son. He didn't have to give his son. Okay? He wasn't responsible for the sin of Adam, for your sin. He wasn't responsible. Okay? But he took upon him the responsibility of saving you. And that cost him a lot. His son. And someone can even say that actually it was God who died. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Okay? I think that's verse 18. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Reconciling you to himself. Glory be to God. Okay? So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship. Okay? Okay? That fellowship of the Holy Spirit is essentially the Lord being with you. Because it says, I will come to you. After I've left, I'll come to you so that you're not like us, like us an orphan. Okay? And how? By the Holy Spirit, the helper. One exactly like me. Glory be to God. Okay? There's an example I wanted to use here. But now, using it, you know, it's not wise. But remember those dreams? One was mine, one was Prophet Jezer, Paul, Samuel, and another one was from some other guy. Those things of identical twins, you remember? Okay. You don't have to remember. Okay? Glory be to God. Alright? I'll come where? I'll come to you. Okay? This scripture is wonderful in Amplified. In Amplified it says, and I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Comforter, and says a comforter is a counselor, okay, a helper, an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. Now, what better kind of friend do you need than someone who is described as a counselor? All right? A counselor. Okay? You know, that means he counsels you. Glory be to God. He will take of what is mine and he will reveal it to you, Jesus said. You know, what better, you know, sometimes you have friends who are silly, ignorant, they don't know nothing. You share with them a dream when someone is removing your liver and they tell you blessings. Now, such a friend. Honestly, such a friend. Your husband gets saved, you've been praying. Okay? Your mother, this time she was a good mother-in-law. She was praying for your husband to get saved. Then he gets saved. Then the friend tells him, your husband, to grow in the Lord. He go where? What? Man, they are going to unleash snakes. But now this counselor, counselor, great wisdom, he counsels you, he tells you what is right, tells you the truth. He guides you. He's always with you. With him, if you walk so closely with him, you can never make great errors in life. You will be a success. Hallelujah. A helper. He helps you. Glory be to God. Okay? If you're in school, okay? And I know some people who are here, you know, they are 60 years and they are back in school. Okay? He will help you with your homework. Glory be to God. He will help you with what? Your homework. He will give you scars, what is coming. He does. The people here, you know, some people I know about, well, when they were still in school, they used to dream what was coming in exams. You know, they used to do that. A helper. All right. Intercessor. This friend, intercessor. He intercedes for you. Okay? People are there trying to say bad things about you. People are there plotting for your downfall, you know, to harm you. And he intercedes. He goes for them. He's like, you guys, you had better what? Shut up. This guy is my friend. Hallelujah. Intercedes for you. Hallelujah. Your back, you know, Okay, shields. What? All right. Advocate. Strengthener. All right. When you've been fired, he comes, he strengthens you. Some guy, some chick has fired, you know. Stand by. What is he standing by for? Whatever. He's, you know, whenever you need him for anything, he's standing by, waiting. Glory be to God. This is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Amen? All right? This friend, Abraham, you know, you remember? Abraham, the friend of God. Abraham gave away his wife. This woman wasn't taken from him by force. He what? Consciously, he wasn't on drugs. That time drugs hadn't yet come. Maybe he was under influence of a snake. I don't know. That could be true. But however, he did it. All right? And his friend intervened. Can you imagine? Instead of telling this guy, go back and get your what? Your Wife, husbands, don't do that. All right? The friend is the one who went and alarmed guys. You understand? He is like, no, that's not scripture. He's the one, so it is, you go, you know, eh? I've heard of, you know, anyway, yeah, he's the one who what? He went, you know, eh? And told the guy, you are the better what? Eh, you're a dead man. That chick, she's the wife of a prophet. Or, I can say, she's a wife of my friend. Okay? And now the Bambi, the Pharaoh returned the staff, you know? Okay? The king, I don't know whether it's Pharaoh or Abimelech, anyway, I think, anyway, returned this, you know, her with, you know, with prophets. Glory be to God. With prophets. Wealth. Even when the man blundered, he still prospered in the blunder. Can you imagine? Okay. Anyway, but what I'm trying to show you is the Lord intervened. You remember when guys were speaking nonsense against Moses? Eh? His brother and sister speaking nonsense. Eh? You know, he married an Ethiopian woman, you know, eh? For our tribe, we don't, you know, those women, you know. Those women are thieves. Those women, what? They're after money. Eh? Okay? How are they after money? It's amazing how people who have what? Little money. Always think that some people are interested in their what? Little money. Okay? So anyway, the Abraham, you know, Miriam and Aaron, eh? Big sister, big brother, say that cat chick, you know, eh? And God said, Bandekele, Bandekele. Yeah? Glory be to God. Yeah? Moses, Bambi, the Bible says, Moses, he fell down, Bambi, and why he cried? Eh? You guys will have to read the Bible, Lord. Did he cry or whatever? And so, the Bible says, he was so meek, Bambi. Eh? And the Lord says, go and call them. Bambi to them. You know, eh? You know? Yeah. Anyway, the Lord told them that when there's a prophet among you, I reveal myself to him in visions and in dreams, you know. But he said, but not so for my servant Moses. Okay? You know, for him he sees my face to face, you know, eh? Okay? They said, why weren't you afraid to talk about, you know, my servant? Of course he didn't say my friend, okay? But Moses had reached a certain level. Maybe he had reached a level of friendship, I don't know. But anyway, he was, you know, eh? He had reached a certain level, eh? Of being palace, eh? With the Lord. Palace? You know that one? A pal, a friend, palace. You remember? We used to use that word in Budo. You remember? Your husband is asking me which one. Okay, palace, you know? A buddy. And then anyway, the whole thing ended by what? Miriam being alarmed by what? Leprosy. Messing around with people you shouldn't mess around with. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's read it again. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 7. All right? He says, and you, eh? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? The key thing there is what? Abraham, your friend. Isaiah 41 verse 8. Okay, now this is God speaking. Okay, it says, but you, Israel, are my servant. Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Moses, my friends. Glory be to God. You fool around with my daughters, taking them to a boarding school when they're not supposed to be there. Say, do you know who you're fooling with? You're fooling with, you know, kids, eh? You know, my friend's kids. Hallelujah. All right? Abraham, my friend. You put there your name, eh? Okay? Moses, I said put there your name, all right? All right? Say it, eh? And let it sound good to you, eh? Hallelujah. Say it, eh? All right? Hallelujah. Abraham, my friend. But the point I was trying to make, though I've said so many things which maybe I wasn't supposed to say. Okay? But sometimes, you know, I have to once in a while, update you, eh? Because, you know, because I know human beings. You know, someone was giving me a testimony. They have people they fellowship with somewhere. And these people had gotten vivid dreams, eh? God telling them we take off, okay? Then apparently after some time, these guys went back. Until God sent another dream. You understand? So I know human beings, eh? So the reason why at times I say these things I've told you, snakes and what, eh? Is to, you know, eh? I know we're all the same. The way in which what you lapse into, or is it, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Take some time and respond to the word that you have received. Amen? Yeah. Okay? Just speak to the Lord about what you have heard. Okay? Ask him to help you if you want. Okay? For you to become his friend. Glory be to God. Okay? Speak to him. Eh?
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.